Hargard must keep their heads, two apiece. Approaching half time and extra time. Yuvalu pick it up once more. It's got all the excitement and nervousness of a cup tie, especially a Southwest Derby cup tie. Here come Yuvalu once more. Well, he's had a foul, yes, lunging in. Paul wasn't said, but he made a genuine attempt for the ball. It all seemed to be in slow motion, and what was going to be booked.
Well, if that's for dissent, Gordon, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the referee moves this ball forward, because if he does, it's right within free kick range.
And within Johnson range, I would say. He's got cramp.
No, he's obviously given it for the foul rather than any dissent,
yeah.
So it's, what's that, about 25, 30 yards out?
It was way he was brought down.
You'd imagine Lee Johnson's going to try his luck from here. He's had three strikes from distance all on target, so this is good opportunity for Yeovil, maybe.
Well, the wall is a yard outside the box, so we'll say 29 yards. Here comes the free kick. Drilled, and in. It was purely hammered past Luke McCormick, who bows to take the ball from his goal, and Yeovil fans make a deafening noise here at Hewish Park as they take the lead in the closing moments of the first period of extra time by 3-2.
Well, his equaliser was a class goal, Gordon, but that was even better. That was absolute top draw. Fantastic strike from Lee Johnson, who's really got his shooting boots on tonight. He was distant, from distance, Argyle must have expected him to shoot, but it absolutely flew into the top left-hand corner. Luke McCormack could get absolutely nowhere near it. Yeovil on the balance of play in extra time, deservedly 3-2 up on the stroke of half-time in extra time. Argyle look as though they're losing their composure a little bit now as well, and really, it looks as though Argyle's League Cup misery is going to continue here tonight at Hewish Park.